Pieces by Helen Oyeyemi. Read for you by Ben Allen, Rosa Escoda, Deepti Gupta, Inte Kim, Dina Tahiri, and Jade Wheeler. Have you ever had an almost offensively easy breakup? The kind where the person you've just broken ties with because of blah, blah, and blah gives you a slight shrug, a thanks for everything, especially your honesty, then walks away whistling Hoagie Carmichael's I Get Along Without You Very Well? Or has that been you, the low-key dumpy? I've never once taken it on the chin like that, never even thought of trying to. Before Honza, I'd only been with similarly emotive types. We could have formed a tribe of some sort, united under a banner that read, Forever Rejecting Your Rejection. But this was just 10 uncomfortable minutes in a coffee shop. Then it was done. Honza had left, and I was all grateful and relieved that we kept it civil. I thought, so that's it then. It's all over. I put in my earphones and walked to the tube station with my brain slurping up my Bright New Beginnings playlist like syrup. The music put me in such a good mood that when the sneaky hand of a pickpocket settled on my backpack, I just slapped it away and shook a finger at him instead of grabbing him and hurling him down the escalator. There were no messages from Honza when I got home. All that remained of the relationship was a set of boxer shorts he'd given me. Tapestry print days of the week boxers with the crucial information embroidered in crimson thread across the waistband of each pair. Pondulee, Uteri, Shtreda. He claimed it made him sad that I always seemed to think it's Monday. And look, now I knew 7 words of Czech. I'd be fluent in no time, he said. The post-breakup days trooped by. I worked, I volunteered, I watched some shows, read some books, saw some friends, wore my set of tapestry print underwear in the usual order. Pondulee, no wistful question or maudlin plea. Uteri, no by the way you're full of shit essay. Shtreda, no saw this and thought of you photo. Chvetek, no offer of a chance to change my mind. Partek, Sobota, Nedule, no nothing. A cycle repeated for months until the underwear had been washed and worn to rags. Binning that gift set seemed to conclude our conscious uncoupling process. The worst of it is, I think I might be only half joking. Though it wasn't long before I missed the perfection of fit and invested in more of the same. There were a lot of different language options I could have pursued for my new days of the week underwear, but I sought security, not novelty, so I stuck with the original formula. People may betray you, but the right pair of boxers, never. As for Honza Svoboda, I didn't hear another word from or about him until...